Network Marketing 2.0, episode 104. For more marketing and more free training resources, go to networkmarketing2show.com.
Live from the My Empire Pro Studio, it's the Network Marketing 2.0 Show with Ola Abitagu. It's time to upgrade your home business. Are you ready? Welcoming the host of the show, here's Ola.
Hey, my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, I want to talk to you about the top 1% secret to success as a network marketing coach. And this particular episode is inspired by Rick Morady. And again, when I say inspired, I listen to a lot of podcasts. So these are podcasters as well. They have their own platform. Rick Morady is a guy. His podcast is called Heart of Paid Traffic. But before I get to that, let me talk to you about a few things here. There are five reasons why you are probably struggling in your business right now. There are five reasons why you could be struggling in your five possible things that's making you struggle in your business right now. And I want to share them with you really, really quickly. Number one, lack of web traffic to your offers. Okay. Number two, lack of lead generation, list building of leads. Pretty much, how can you follow up with people that come to your page and did not make a decision immediately? That's going to happen over and over and over and over. A lot more people will land on your page and not take the action required. How do you follow up with them? That's called lead generation. Okay. Lead generation in the first place is to generate people that can potentially buy from you or join your business. The third reason is lack of money. Right? Lack of money. Like if you don't have money, or you think you don't have money, or you just lack the abundance mindset, you are probably going to struggle. Okay. If you don't have money flat out, and that's where your mind is sitting right now, that can probably obstruct your progress in your business as well too. And some people say it takes money to make money. It's not all the way truth. Okay. It's not all the way truth. It's not 100% truth. However, there's some truth to it, okay? It just depends on what context. Now, do you need to have money right away to create success in entrepreneurship, in network marketing? Absolutely not, okay? That's zero, absolutely not. However, there's some truth to the fact that at some point, you're going to spend money on tools, on resources, on the things that you need to move you forward faster, okay? Number four reason why you are probably struggling, or something, number four thing that's obstructing your path to a six-figure income, like in right now, the number four thing will be lack of prosperity mindset. So when you don't have money and then you just sit down there and say, I don't have money, that's the end of the road. That's a abundance mindset, prosperity mindset issue. See, let me tell you something. I've been through ups and downs in my own business. I've been flat broke after I made a lot of money before. Okay, so I know what it takes. I know what I mean when I say prosperity mindset, in spite of the fact that you may even be broke, but when you are not broke inside of your mind, then you're still winning. Okay, you're still going to win anyway because you have equity inside of your brain. Once you've had a taste of success, if you never give up, I do have a friend who actually gave up really, really badly, you know, after making millions of dollars, literally, okay? But that's besides the point right now. I've been flat broke before too, but I didn't give up because, again, flat broke doesn't mean being broke in the mind, okay? Being broken and completely broken to a point where you have to give up is not, it's not a great place to be. That's pretty much borderline depression. But again, that's besides the point. The point I'm making here, there are five reasons, okay? Lack of web traffic, lack of lead generation, lack of money, lack of prosperity mindset is probably the biggest among the last three I just gave you. So lack of money is literally a lack of problem. It's not really a problem, okay? There's a bigger problem. Lack of web traffic is not really a problem. There's a bigger problem. Lack of lead generation is not really a problem. It's an illusion of a problem. There's a bigger problem behind that. Lack of prosperity mindset is not really a problem too, because we've all been there. Unless you were born with money in your mouth, they call it silver spoon in your mouth, right? Well, most people are not. So lack of prosperity mindset, people are not born with that usually. I wasn't born with that, okay? So that's not really a problem. There's a bigger problem behind that. Now, here's the bigger problem. All of this problem, these four problems, lack of web traffic, lack of lead generation, lack of money, lack of prosperity mindset, all of them are direct result of not having an accessible coach and a mentor. Am I clear? All of that are direct result of not having an accessible, keyword, accessible coach and a mentor. That means somebody you can pick up a phone and a call. Somebody that has results, okay? Not just somebody who just joined a business yesterday, all of a sudden they're your mentor today, okay? You need a seven-figure coach and a mentor. A seven-figure, somebody that's created that kind of result before you can call them a coach and a mentor. If they've not done it before, chances are they're not going to be useful for you, okay? Chances are they can't teach you what they don't know how to do. Does that make sense? All right? So here's the thing. I wanted to share that with you really quickly, because sometimes it takes money to secure a high-level coach and a mentor like that. And sometimes you have to get creative. I've seen people that acquire a mentor by simply doing one thing or two for them, by simply asking, hey, how can I help you with your business? You can, no matter what niche you are, if you are in network marketing, find the person, find the upline that has created that result, not the person that sponsored you, the person next to them that has seven figure, and find ways to be around them. You could do that, or you can listen. If like a bunch of people are listening to this and a bunch of people are going to go bother the same person, don't do that, okay? You need to find ways that you can come into the world. Find a place where you can fill in the gap. That's something you can do in any industry. You can find your way into the business. You can find your way into having a coach and a mentor like that. Or you could simply pay money for it, okay? So what I've done is I've made my business model in a way that people can have access to coaches and mentors like that. Seven-figure coaches and mentors specifically like that, okay? And one of the ways is also embedded into a high-ticket program. So here's the thing. When I say high-ticket, this is another problem why people struggle. Some people know that they're supposed to get traffic, generate lead generation, money, but they are too busy. They're too busy selling penny stuff. They're too busy chasing after penny commissions. Now, here's the deal. You can change that, okay? I was listening to Rick Murray yesterday, and there was a guy on the show, okay? I think his name is Chris Evans, and he flipped the whole business on the head. What he did was he learned paid traffic, but he didn't sell just cheap stuff on the paid traffic. He didn't do that. What he did is simply he started selling high ticket right off the bat, $5,000 program, okay? Now, you have to sell a $5,000 program. $5,000 really need to have a $5,000 value. There's reasons. People need to have a good reason why they will give you $5,000. And usually that comes with some kind of done for you or done with you type of program where people are personally being mentored. Okay. Now, if you can pay $5,000, right? And then you know for a fact that 60 days from now, you're going to be making $10,000 every month after that. Is that a great investment or what? Now, here's the thing. The investment mindset and the opportunity mindset is a big battle in this industry, okay? It's a big, serious battle, okay? Opportunities are great, but if you have an opportunity mindset, then you have a gambling mindset. Then you have a lottery mindset. You need to cultivate an investment mindset, okay? An investor's mindset is very simple. They understand they got to invest time or money, okay? It's time or sometimes money. There's an investment involved. It's the same mindset that a farmer has. You have to plant seeds to ever expect to harvest. You have to plant seeds. And there are seasons of planting seeds. There are seasons of harvesting. They're not the same season. You gotta wait. Sometimes there's a plant out there. There's a There's a plant out there, okay, that they call it, I think it's bamboo tree, China bamboo, and it takes 5 years to be able to see it once you plant it. I mean, there are plants out there that takes a year, 2 years before you can actually harvest anything out of it. And there are some that takes 3 months, 4 months, 2 months, okay? If you plant corn, if you go to a corn farm, you see that it takes a little bit less, but still there's a season for planting and harvesting. So that's what I have for you on this episode. Hopefully you've been enlightened and you're educated. You need web traffic, you need lead generation, you need money, but those are not the real problem. You need a coach and a mentor, okay? And I have a ton of them by way of podcast, and I have a ton of them physically as well too. All right, I will see you on the next episode. Peace.
Are you ready to upgrade? Hey, Next2Nation. For show notes, recommended tools and resources, free training, and access to our highly sought-after Network Marketing 2.0 Deluxe book and other top producer courses, go to the website networkmarketing2show.com. That's networkmarketing2show.com.